Here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we're going to be looking at a very beautiful and noble hadith and tradition, which is about tawbah and repentance from the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. As you know, today is the day of Arafah. This is one of the most auspicious, important, blessed, and opportune days of the Islamic calendar. As you know, this is the day when people gather together on the plain of Arafah and they pray, ask God for forgiveness. And, you know, it's a very blessed occasion, not only for those people who have the opportunity to be there in that great place at this time, but also for other people who might not necessarily, you know, be there, but we still have, the opportunity to pray and ask God for repentance on this day. Ask God for His blessings on this day, and we hope and we pray that our listeners make the best opportunity for themselves in this day and ask God for His repentance. You know, repentance is a very important and a very intrinsic and essential concept within Islamic spirituality. In the Holy Quran, God Almighty says the following. He says, "It is He who accepts the repentance of His servants and excuses their misdeeds, and knows what you do." You know, in the Holy Quran, there's two verses. When we parallel them with one another and compare them to one another, we can see how much God loves repentance. God Almighty, when He speaks of repentance, He talks about it as being accepted by God. يَقْبَلُ التَّوْبَ عَنْ إِبَادِهِ. God Almighty accepts repentance from His servants. But when He speaks of, for example, charity, God, he says that God takes charity from them. He doesn't say He accepts it. يَأْخُذُ الصَّدَقَات. Right? So this kind of alludes to the fact that tawbah and repentance in the eyes of God are more important than charity, right? Because it's almost as if it's something very valuable, and God is extending His hands, if we wanted to compare it and use a simile, except God is extending His hands and accepting it like a gift from His servants. In any case, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said the following about repentance. The Prophet Muhammad said, "Repentance erases whatever precedes it," meaning repentance, true repentance, if it fulfills all of the conditions that are necessary for it to be effective, right? It erases all the sins that were before it. And in a similar tradition, the Prophet Muhammad has been narrated to have said, "He who repents for his sin is like one who has no sin." Right? As far as the effects of sins are concerned, the punishment that could possibly come to the believer for his sin, you know, this is erased, and it's like the person had never sinned before. Also, Imam Ali alayhi salam has been narrated to have said, "Repentance purifies the hearts and washes away the sins." Right? So sins are forgiven by repentance. We must, of course, add the reservation that if there is a sin which somehow involves the trampling of rights of other human beings, forgiveness must also be sought from those people, aside from the forgiveness once one asks God for. Once these are done, repentance will be accepted, the sins will be erased. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at repentance in the words of the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali.